WLAK 1260 AM Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Jim Ryan. $14 billion for Israel, another $60 billion for Ukraine. That was the ask from President Biden to Congress in his primetime speech to the country last night.
The president faces an uphill battle. Polls show Americans' support for the fight in Ukraine is waning. And last month, nearly half of House Republicans voting against more U.S. aid. Biden's team hoping to win Republican support by also requesting funding for U.S. border security.
That's ABC's Mary Bruce. Meanwhile, a ground invasion from Israel into Gaza could be imminent. Nearly 5,000 people have been killed on both sides in 2 weeks. On Capitol Hill, Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan is moving forward with his bid to become House Speaker.
I got 200 votes, the Speaker designee from my colleagues. The sooner we can get this accomplished, the better for the American people who expect us to work for them and for our friends and allies like the great state of Israel.
Jordan is calling for a third vote after failing twice to get the nod. This is ABC News. Another drop in sales of existing homes.
Home sales dropped 2% in September, marking the slowest monthly pace of sales since October 2010 during the foreclosure crisis. Now, a key reason for this slowdown is those mortgage rates at a 23-year high. That's making it a lot more expensive to buy a new home. With the average 30-year fixed rate mortgage now at 8%, a $400,000 home loan costs you $1,000 more every month today than it did 2 years ago when rates were at 3%.
That's ABC's Elizabeth Schulze. One of the biggest schools in college football is caught up in a sign-stealing scandal.
The NCAA says it's investigating Michigan after Yahoo Sports reported the team sent people to games of future opponents to gather signs used to call plays. Michigan ranks second in the nation. Coach Jim Harbaugh denies the allegations, saying he'll fully cooperate with the investigation. His lawyer telling ESPN the coach was just as surprised as anyone else about the investigation.
That's ABC's Andrew Dimbert. And I'm Jim Ryan, ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. A Wisconsin family will set out on a massive undertaking this weekend, attempting to break the world record for the largest grilled cheese sandwich ever made. According to a Milwaukee Journal Sentinel report, Dominic Pallera and his two nephews will travel to Milwaukee tomorrow and attempt to build a sandwich bigger than 5 feet by 10 feet and half an inch by 2.5 inches. Locals can visit the Tripoli Shrine Center from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. tomorrow to watch the final stages of cooking the giant sandwich and maybe even get to take a slice for themselves. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call has announced the Wisconsin Anti-Human Trafficking Task Force has received a $2 million grant, which will keep it open for another 3 years. In a press release, Attorney General Call said, quote, "Building effective partnerships between law enforcement and victim service providers strengthens our ability to fight human trafficking. We look forward to continuing the important work of this task force for an additional 3 years." For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
The Todd Alba Show.
What makes our society great is that we can believe in something bigger than ourselves. Doesn't matter whether it's a soccer team or whether it's a political movement or whether it's a public school, whether it's a neighborhood PTA, a bake sale. It's about interacting with our friends and neighbors and making our communities better for having come together around a common cause.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local civic media radio station and on the radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
It's more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
From the Civic Media Radio Network, moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Broad.
And so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes. But where it's going, no one knows. Hello, Wisconsin!
Now, filling in for the new mom, here's Jane Mattenair.
Good morning and welcome to As Goes Wisconsin, Friday, October 20th. With Greg Bach on the board and my good friend and colleague, Carol Kane, live in the studio with me. Coming up next hour at 11:06, Dr. Michael McCutcheon will be here to fix your life. Mm-hmm. If you have any questions about relationships, your career, your life choices. Pretty much everything. You can text in at 844-967-2789 or shoot us an email at asgoeswisconsin@civicmedia.us. And think a little bit ahead, too. At 11:30, Carol's going to share a story regarding one of your dogs.
Yes.
And the things we do for our pets.
I think it's fascinating what we... And I was talking to somebody just yesterday about this situation. And he said, oh, my wife would do that. He said, I laid next to... He said, when Rosie, his one dog, Rosie, he said, I laid on the floor with her. And I'm like, oh, my God, we're nuts. We are nuts about our pets.
Yes, we are nuts about our pets. So we're going to take your stories, too, about the lengths you have gone to for your beloved four-legged creature.
Yep.
That will be coming up at 11:33. Right now, though, we're going to start off with this. As of today, students at Menomonee Falls High School will no longer have access to 33 different books.
I don't understand that. Well, what? Give me some of the books. What are some? Do you have titles?
We do have some titles. So, The Bluest Eye by Toni Morrison, 19 Minutes by Jodi Picoult, The Perks of Being a Wallflower.
What's wrong with that?
Jesus Land, a Memoir by Julia Shears. I have read that one.
What's so offensive about that?
It's sex.
Oh.
Well, that one also deals with race relations and religion. So.
Oh, yeah, that too. Yes, the policies and guidelines are based on age and grade appropriateness, specifically focusing on limiting or excluding materials with sexual content and profanity. Now, from what I understand, and we're going to be learning more about this coming up at 10:30, because Andy Gus is with the group called Grassroots of Menomonee Falls area, and they take the tack that the correct procedures were not followed. From what I understand, no one knows who complained about these books. Who made the initial complaint?
Okay.
It's also not clear what process they went through. Who made the decision to get rid of these books?
Well, I don't know. I can't wait to talk to this guy and kind of figure some of this stuff out. But I don't know how. I'm not advocating by any stretch of the imagination pulling books. But I do agree with the age appropriate. You know, we have to kind of take a look at some of these books and find out what is age appropriate. Once you get into high school, though.
Come on.
That's
I mean,
half of them are having sex. So
thank you. Thank you. Because, yes, I think you're absolutely right. And Kristen has said this before, too. If you want to make something really, really attractive to your teenager, tell them they can't have it.
Oh, well, sure. Of
course.
You
think these kids aren't going to go fuck, especially, well, give me the list. I'm going to go download them. Give me the list. I'm going to go, you know, I'll go to a used bookstore and get them.
Well, half of them, you know, truly half of them have Kindles and they can.
Right.
So they'll find it no matter what. I just, it doesn't make any sense to me that you want to do something like that. I mean, you as a parent, if your kid brings one of these books home and you don't agree with it, it's a very simple solution. You take it away from them. And you say, I don't want you reading this.
But do you ban it from every other student?
No, I don't think so. I don't agree with that. No, not at all.
And when I look at some of these other titles.
But they, you have to understand, you know, like Catcher in the Rye and all that kind of stuff. Hugely controversial when it came out.
But I read that in high school.
Oh, sure.
Catcher in the Rye. Slaughterhouse-Five is on here by Kurt Vonnegut, Greg. I have not read Slaughterhouse-Five, but I know you have.
That deals with a lot. It's an anti-war book. It deals with communism, religion, all the things that threaten people who feel threatened by books.
Also banned, The Handmaid's Tale by Margaret Atwood. The Kite Runner by Khaled Hosseini. I've read that. It's a wonderful book. It's a wonderful, wonderful book.
I saw the movie, and I thought it was really important, actually.
Also, Wicked, The Life and Times of the Wicked Witch of the West.
They're probably
thinking, is there a lot of sex in that book?
I bet you it's more about religion. Witchcraft.
Okay. And You, a Novel. Again, these are among some of the 33 books that have now been banned at Menominee Falls High School.
Okay, you know, it's very funny to me because I read this article. It was a fascinating article. Now, it's college, so it's a whole different, you know, bag of worms. But there, according to The Guardian, there's a British university that is offering a master's degree in the occult and witchcraft.
Okay.
Which is, you know, okay, this is where we are
right at
this particular juncture. And I'm a huge advocate of talking to your kids. I have not been the greatest mom in the world. I could tell you stories that would, I left my daughter at a gas station.
Well, that was not intentional.
No, it wasn't intentional. But so I know that I'm not the greatest mom in the world, but I always was an advocate of when they were doing their schoolwork or something like that, finding out what they were doing and talking to them about it. And
gee, what a shocking idea, Carol.
And if they were reading something and I was maybe, well, what do you find attractive about this book? What does this book mean to you?
Right. What are you getting from this book?
Right. The Handmaid's Tale, are you kidding? You can watch it on TV.
Yeah. But don't read it.
I understand what it's about, and The Kite Runner,
it's a wonderful book.
Yeah.
It really is. It's a wonderful book.
And what else? Give me some more titles.
All right, let's see. Again, there's 33. There's quite a few.
Yeah, I'm not going to have you go through the whole
list. A Court of Frost and Starlight. These are all from the same author. A Court of Frost and Starlight. This is a series. A Court of Mist and Fury. A Court of Thorns and Roses. A Court of Wings and Ruin by Sarah J. Maas.
Okay.
Breathless by Jennifer Niven, Damsel by Alana Arnold, Homegoing by Yai Gasai, Kingdom of Ash by Sarah J. Maas. They don't like her.
Okay, apparently
now
not.
Now I'm gonna have to download one of those because I'm curious. But this also got me thinking about the first book that I read because I was a big reader as a kid.
I'm an English literature major.
Right. And I am fairly certain that the first book that really made a big impression on me was Carrie by Stephen King.
Oh, sure.
Which I read when I was in eighth grade.
Okay.
And then I read Helter Skelter.
Oh, I've read that too.
In eighth grade.
I probably was right around that. And I will be perfectly honest to tell you that when I was reading The Exorcist, because it freaked my mom out so much, I hid my book between my mattress and my box spring. And I would read it at night when she was still downstairs. But, you know, I mean, if you really want to take a look at some of the stuff, then, you know, some of Shakespeare's stuff's pretty salty. So, and I read Shakespeare very, very early on in ninth grade.
You know what book is also pretty risque? The Bible.
Yes, it is.
Oh, without a doubt. But they're not going to be reading the Bible in public schools by any stretch of the imagination.
But shouldn't that book be subject to these same kinds of rules?
Well, I seriously doubt. I don't know if you will find the Bible in a public school library.
I don't know. I mean, even still, but shouldn't we take it out of the library in general?
Protect the children?
That's what they're doing in libraries, not just high school libraries, but public libraries.
Public libraries.
Take that Bible out. That is some...
If you're going to institute these kinds of rules, they should all be applied equally, I would think.
Well, I think we're talking apples and oranges when you're talking libraries. You're talking kids and you're talking, you know, public libraries. I don't know. I don't advocate taking books out, period. I really don't. But I do think that it's okay to check for... I go back to the age appropriate. I do.
Yeah. I don't have a problem with that. But again, there needs to be transparency involved into who is making this complaint and what is the process that... What is the oversight process involved in coming to the determination that these 33 books have to go? 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY if you want to check in. Andrew from Verona on the text line, it's so stupid. These kids can go to Google Pornhub faster than getting their hands on any of these books.
Fair.
That's a very fair point, Andrew. And he also says, I'd just be happy that my kids are reading. They have heard and seen worse on TV, movies, and the internet.
The question I have, and I would like to ask Andy this, is, you know, these books ended up in the library to begin with. My guess is that they were curated by the library staff, and no one had a problem when they were brought in the first place.
Right.
So why all of a sudden now do people have a problem with it? And my guess is probably not the staff who has a problem with it.
I have a feeling it's Moms for Liberty.
Those fighters for freedom?
Yeah. The fighters for freedom, Moms for Liberty, are the ones who are bringing forward these proposals or these demands to remove these books. And in many instances, those people don't even live in this school district.
Well... Yeah, that's possible. I mean, that's possible. But some, I think that I'm with the texter. I was just happy that my kids were reading.
Absolutely.
And once again, if you have issues with what's sexually explicit, basically is what the big problem is. And if you have problems with that, I mean, I did the sex talk with my kids. You know, they need to know about this stuff. Otherwise, they're going to go and do maybe some very difficult and bad behavior.
We're going to continue this conversation. We have some more text to share on the other side of the break. You can always check in to 844-967-2789. This is As Goes Wisconsin. Stay with us on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons, like perseverance,
respect, and empathy so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at Interscholastic Athletic Events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy skies this afternoon with highs around 61. Winds out of the southwest around 5 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 46. Tonight, mainly clear skies. Daytime highs approaching 56. Tomorrow, cloudy skies expected. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Sunday, with daytime highs approaching 55. 61 Monday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 43.
Broadcasting from atop the water tower. Well, not really, but it sounds fun. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station. Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM.
I'm on my way, I'm making it. I've got to make it.
As goes Wisconsin, Jane Matnair in for Kristen Bry. Greg Bach is on the board. Carol Kane in me, Carol Kane live with me in the studio.
I'm here.
In downtown Waukesha.
Carol's in all of us. She's in our soul and our heart.
And we love to hear from you as well at 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. Starting things off today talking about the 33 books that will no longer be allowed at the Menominee Falls High School, grassroots Menominee Falls area. And we're going to be talking to one of the people aligned with that group. Andy Gus is going to be joining us at 10:33.
Right.
They are calling for transparency from the school district and open dialogue with all stakeholders, including teachers, librarians, and the wider community.
I do totally agree with that. If we've got people that are causing an issue and have a problem with these books, step forward.
Yeah.
I want you to step forward and tell me why.
Right.
Tell me what the problem is. And the fact that you're not doing that indicates to me, you know, there's a cowardness involved with that. I just think that if you have a problem with the book, like if I had a problem with, like, let's just say, for example, either Elizabeth or Alex and they're reading a book. If I had a problem with the book, I would go to the principal myself and just say, hey, I have a problem with this book. Did I ever do it? No, probably because I'm a terrible mother. But I just think that you have to step forward. Standing, you know, hiding in the shadows to me, why would I listen to you?
I think you make a very good point, but I think we live in a society now where keyboard warriors, you know, we're all real brave when we're anonymous. It takes some intestinal fortitude to admit who you are and take ownership of
right.
it.
Well,
and then have to validate your argument.
Well, and this is the world, honestly, this is the world we live in. Look at the trolls that we have to deal with social media and things like that. And I mean, I got something the other day through an instant message on my Facebook page, and I was like, what? Who is this? I don't know. It was a weird instant message, and I was just like, why would you write that to somebody? I don't even know who you are.
That's bizarre.
And so anyhow, unless he thought that, because my married name is Lewandowski, unless he thought that was another Carol Lewandowski he was writing to, but I don't think there's too many of us out there. But Yes, I don't put any credence in anybody who won't step forward and show your face. Period.
Well, I get the idea that if you had a problem with the book and you walked into the school and said to the principal, "This is my problem." If I was the principal, I'd be like, "All right, well then you need to talk to your child about that book. I'm not going to get rid of your books on behalf of you. That's right. Not my problem. You are to speak to your child and take care of that. That's not my business. I'm not here to curate books to help your family." And the other thing too, a point I wanted to bring up was the fact that it's not just books that deal with sexual explicit sexual nature. It's also books that deal heavily in LGBTQI.
Absolutely.
There are books that are being banned because they threaten the whitewashed history of this country. So there's a lot of, and these Moms for Liberty are threatened by anything that isn't exactly what they know and love and have been taught.
And their version of history.
Exactly.
We have David from Marinette on the phone. Good morning, David. Thank you for joining us. What do you think?
How graphic are them books that you guys are speaking?
Well, Greg has read Fahrenheit 451.
Well, Fahrenheit 451 is about banning books. So,
okay. I'm just curious about how graphic material actually is. I mean, obviously you can't clean it here, but I'm just curious. I guess I'll have to research it myself. Yeah, there should be a limit, I would think, at some point. But then again, to what point, I guess?
David, it's kind of like Carol said, you know, age appropriateness is one thing, but completely removing the book from the library is another thing. So, and we'll be posting the list of 33 books in the show notes after the show is over, so you can go take some of them out of your library and read them. Thank you so much for calling.
Yeah.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY from the 312. If they're going to ban a book, the person submitting the request needs to do a minimum 8-page book report to submit for review by an independent library board comprised of teachers and librarians. I don't hate that.
I don't hate that either.
If you are so dead set against this one book, then I want, first of all, proof that you read it. Right.
Yep.
That you actually know what's in it. And, okay, maybe not an 8-page report. I'd be happy with 3. Well, and, you know, what's stopping you, mom, dad, mom, I don't know, whatever. What's stopping you from reading the book with your child?
There's an idea.
You know, where you sit down and we're going to read 2 chapters. It's like your own personal book club. We're going to read 2 chapters and we're going to sit down
and
we're going to discuss this. Once again, this is a high school. And some of these kids have been sexually active since they were in middle school. They know this stuff. And I'm also in agreement with the fact of they can get this anywhere. This is the world we live in, for Pete's sakes. Mm-hmm. Talk to your children. I mean, don't understand why it's so difficult to talk to your children about sex.
Of all things.
It's also coming in and saying, like, you know what's best for my kid? It's coming back to that whole thing, too. Don't tell me what my kid can and can't read. I'll tell you.
It's my decision. I'm the parent.
Yeah.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. We have the bottom of the hour news coming up. When we come back, Andrew Guss is going to be joining us. He is with the group Grassroots of Menominee Falls Area, talking about the 33 books that have just been banned as of today from the Menominee Falls High School. I hope you will stay with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin. You're listening on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK,
Amory's radio station.
ABC News, I'm Jim Ryan. $14 billion for Israel, another $60 billion for Ukraine. That was the ask from President Biden to Congress in his primetime speech to the country last night.
The president faces an uphill battle. Polls show Americans' support for the fight in Ukraine is waning. And last month, nearly half of House Republicans voting against more U.S. aid. Biden's team hoping to win Republican support by also requesting requesting funding for U.S. border security.
That's ABC's Mary Bruce. Meanwhile, a ground invasion from Israel into Gaza could be imminent. Nearly 5,000 people have been killed on both sides in 2 weeks. On Capitol Hill, Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan is moving forward with his bid to become House Speaker.
I got 200 votes, the Speaker designee from my colleagues. The sooner we can get this accomplished, the better for the American people who expect us to work for them and for our friends and allies like the great state of Israel.
Jordan is calling for a third vote after failing twice to get the nod. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. Proposed legislation in Wisconsin could require impaired drivers to pay child support if they cause a crash that kills a parent or guardian. According to a WPR report, current law says someone convicted of a crime could be ordered to pay restitution based on factors like their ability to pay and the needs of the victim's dependents. Under the two proposed bills, the judge would have the discretion to set an amount of child support based on the finances of a surviving parent and the standard of living of the child. Wisconsin's Joint Committee on Employment Relations approved a pay plan for state employees that withheld pay raises for universities of Wisconsin employees this week. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss has taken aim at diversity, equity, and inclusion programs at the universities of Wisconsin, promoting a budget cut of $32 million for the universities to get rid of DEI positions. The pay raises will affect over 35,000 Wisconsinites working for the universities. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Patrick was way behind on his IRS taxes.
I was in way over my head. The total amount ended up being somewhere just over $30,000. $30,000.
Then the IRS came to collect.
Started getting letter after letter. A lien had been filed against me. They were going to basically like hang me completely out to dry.
He had to do something.
That's when I reached out to Optima Tax Relief.
Patrick's life quickly got a lot easier.
It was very easy. Pretty much hands off, you know. They picked up the ball and ran with it.
And how'd it go?
I couldn't believe it. I had to ask like two or three times. I saved an incredible amount of money.
How does Patrick feel about Optima?
Couldn't be happier. They definitely helped me. Optima Tax Relief. The best place to call. They're the best in the business.
Do what Patrick did and call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute.
Weekdays from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
To our website, civicmedia.us, to learn more about the Civic Media Network.
When I was a boy, in the days of the train, I'd sit by the tracks on a long summer day, and I'd wave to the brakeman, and he'd wave back at me while the thunder clouds rolled.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matinere in for Kristen Bry. Greg Bach is on the board. Carol Kane in studio with me in downtown Waukesha. We are talking this hour about the 33 books that have now been banned from the Menomonee Falls High School. And joining us at the very last minute, I emailed him in a hurry this morning, and I'm so glad we were able to make this work. Andrew Gus is with the group called Grassroots of Menomonee Falls Area, and he joins us now. Good morning, Andrew.
Hi.
Good morning. Good morning. Hello. Thank you so much for having me on this short notice. I do appreciate the time.
Absolutely. I was delighted you were able to carve out some time for us, Andrew. So tell us about the group, first of all, Grassroots of Menomonee Falls Area. What is your purpose?
Absolutely. So Grassroots of Menominee Falls area, we're a nonprofit organization really dedicated to community empowerment, advocating for important causes, and also fostering positive change in Menominee Falls. We have a really passionate and engaged membership base. We really strive to create a strong, more vibrant community for all residents in Menominee Falls.
Okay. I'm sorry, Jade. So tell me why this is an important issue. I know it may seem like a silly question for you, but I want to hear it coming out of your mouth.
Not a problem. So with the recent statement with the school district and pulling the 33 books, you know, we understand that they've got procedures in place that govern different library materials, and we understand this, but at this point, they're taking books away and they're taking resources away from students. Two of the books are actually in part of the AP courses with Slaughterhouse-Five, and then one more title as well.
Well, it's Kurt Vonnegut, for Pete's sake.
I mean, these are classics.
Yeah.
These are classics.
Absolutely. And, you know, there's 33 of them that were due back by today.
So kids who had taken them out were told them, get those books back in today because we're taking them off the shelves.
Correct.
Can you think of anything more enticing, Andrew? If I was a teenager, and I remember being a teenager, if my mother had came to me with a list of 33 books and said, I don't want you to read any of these, the first thing I would do is look for those 33 books so I could read them.
Absolutely. No, I completely agree with that statement. If my mom, who's watching my kids today, was here, you know, she would give me these books, and I think I would immediately, you know, try to read these. It was, you know, when I was growing up, I remember I made my mom buy me the Tupac CD, which was probably not the best, right, at the time when I was 14.
Well, and you know what? When I was in high school, I took a medieval literature course, and we read the Canterbury Tales. Holy moly.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you want sex. There's sex in there. So do we have any idea how this all came about?
So there was an original. So absolutely. So there was an original back in March of this past year. There was some development with the policies regarding library material. And at that time, they had already received a listing of over 100 books for review. Out of those 100 books, not sure how they were dwindled down to, you know, they were dwindled down to these 33 books. But at the time, this list that was submitted, this list that was over 129 titles was submitted by a community member who doesn't have kids in the district. And they weren't really instructed, nothing moved because they wanted to review the titles under the new policy that was written in this past spring. And when really the new policy was approved, you know, everybody waited to see what would happen for these books. Well, surprise, Tuesday, communication went out that these books were going to be pulled off the shelves and due by Friday, instructed by our superintendent, Munoz.
Okay, maybe I'm talking out of turn, but in all honesty, these kids are so sophisticated these days. I mean, my kids have been out of high school for a long time, but I even, like, 20 years ago when my daughter was in high school, you know, they knew all kinds of stuff about all kinds of things. So this kind of stuff is like child's play as far as I'm concerned. I don't understand it. You know, the perks of being a wallflower, I love the fact that they did talk to one senior and he was like, what are they doing? I don't get it. These are pivotal books. And some of them, like you said, Jane, classic. These authors are very well known.
Yes, and as Andrew pointed out as well, listed in some AP courses.
Right.
So they have been reviewed time and time again. And Andrew Gus is our guest. He is with the group of Grassroots. Let me get the name right here, Andrew. Grassroots of Menominee Falls area, talking about the 33 books that have been banned from Menominee Falls High School. what disturbs me is that we don't know who makes the original complaint. And as you said too, Andrew, these might be people who don't even live in the district.
Right. They don't even have kids in the, you know, in, they don't have, they might live in the district, but they don't have kids in the district. And really, and it's astonishing to me because there's already policies in place for, like, let's say if I don't want my kids to read Mia Mayhem in elementary school, I can ask the librarian so that my child can't rent that, can't check out that book. It would not be allowed. So you can already make, like, as a parent, you can make these choices for your student. You know, our biggest thing is not only is the process, but also, you know, making decisions, you know, other parents making decisions on what my kids can read.
Well, gosh, you make a great point. So if you don't want your child to read whatever Fahrenheit 451, you go to the librarian and you say, my child is not allowed to take this book out. That seems pretty reasonable to me. But to completely remove it from the library is extreme.
Well, and Andrew, come on, let's be realistic about this. You know, half of them have Kindles. 99.9% of them have access to the internet. They're going to find these things, period.
Well, they're available. I mean, there's available resources for if books are taken out or removed. There's a ton of resources that are free for kids to read these books.
Yeah, they're going to find them.
Right. It would only take them a simple Google search to find these books.
Absolutely. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY if you want to check in on this. This is really disturbing. This is from WPR. In the first half of 2022-23 school year, there were nearly 1,500 instances of books banned across the country. Of those, 30% were about race, racism, or featured a person of color. 25% had LGBTQ plus characters or themes.
Okay. So that's the word this is our world.
Well, yes.
And they're scared of this world.
Yes, they are scared of this world. So what do you hope to accomplish, Andrew, with Grassroots Menominee Falls Area Advocates? What do you think?
Yeah, sure. So some of our goals are to, A, raise awareness of what's going on in the community. And then it's also for the district to follow their own policies. Yesterday they did come out with a reply and said, well, we're not following our current policy on these. We're going to follow the old policy. Well, if they're going to follow their old policy, why are they not following the reconsideration policy? So we're trying to figure out why they did not follow their own policies in place. I mean, that's the biggest question is really the due process and the taking these books away from the students is a lack of resources and could affect the AP status too.
Which is bad.
Mm-hmm. And we've got a big meeting. It's 6:30 PM. It's a school board meeting at the Village Hall at 6:30 PM on Monday evening. So we're expecting quite a big crowd there.
I'll bet they'll be standing room only
for sure. Do you have a website for your organization?
We don't have a website. We're working on that, and that's to come. But we're currently just operating off the Facebook page that's been linked around.
Okay. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. From the 715, as you basically said already, Carol, they can read anything they want on the phone.
Yeah.
This is kind of a pointless exercise. John from the Falls, good morning, everyone. These are the same clowns in my community who voted to spend $1 million to move the home bleacher section to the other side of the football field because the sun was in their eyes, and then had the nerve to tell the public there wasn't enough money in the budget, so they were going to cut the music program in middle school. These are the same people who threw a fit when the kids in our schools weren't being forced to recite the Pledge of Allegiance every day, and the same people who have made it known they'll be cutting funding to the Menominee Falls Public Library. It's kind of fitting that one of the banned books is A Handmaid's Tale, since that's apparently the time these people are intent on sending us to. Honestly, John says, I'm embarrassed to admit I live here.
Well, it's I love Menominee Falls. I do. My brother used to live there, and I just think it's a charming community, but this is a glaring, glaring black eye for this place.
And this is not just the Menominee Falls area. And Andrew, I'm sure you're aware. I mean, you know, this is happening all over the country.
This is a big, I mean, for us in Waukesha County, this is a big issue with WISRED and all of their abilities that they have to recruit and get people at the local level. And then all, you know, everybody, you know, especially with the way the voting turns out around here, is that everyone just checks the check mark without really looking at
policies
what these people stand for.
Right.
For instance, you know, our school board president, Nina Christensen, they ran as a group, really called Moms on a Mission at the time. And they ran as a trio. They all got elected. And they're part of this WISRED organization, and they've contributed to Moms for Liberty. So it's something that we're hearing across the country and that we're really concerned about.
Yeah. And this is a coordinated effort. This is not springing up from the communities themselves. I don't think this is a very much coordinated effort. And I think personally spearheaded by this Moms for Liberty group. 844.
Right. And I mean,
go ahead.
And I'm sorry, and John had alluded to it in his message, where the same organization is the ones that are coming after the public library that will be on display in November during, you know, the budget approval.
Oh, sure.
Oh, God, yeah.
Sure.
No doubt about it. You know, but Andrew, I just don't understand why this is the course of action instead of, I've been hammering away at this whole hour, instead of sitting down and either reading it with your child or discussing it with your child. Why is this so difficult for people to digest? It doesn't make any sense to me.
It's a great question. I've been asking that myself, you know, as we've been going through this, because it's my job to observe what my kids are doing, whether it's online, reading books, watching TV, you know, that's my job. And I'm going to hear it. I'm going to give them the resources and the tools that so that they can grow and learn and be successful adults.
And that's
moving forward.
Right. And that's just so opposite from what it's all parental rights. It's all parental rights, parental rights, parental rights. Except in this instance, we know better than you.
I don't know.
can't disagree. I know. Andrew Gus is our guest. He is with Grassroots, the Menominee Falls grassroots group, trying to fight these book bans. We're going to go to break. We will be right back after this. This is As Goes Wisconsin. You are listening on the Civic Media Radio Network.
With a black-eyed girl beside me all the way. Now the mountains are silent, and the railroads are gone, and the coal town's no longer hear the miners at dawn, but the train whistles shrill.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons, like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon with highs around 63. Winds out of the southwest around 5 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered showers tonight. Lows around 46, mainly clear. Cloudy skies tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 56. Mid-50s Sunday, turning warmer on Monday with highs in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air WLAK, 1260 AM, right now 44.
From the Mississippi to the Apple and points eastward, you're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station. Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM. Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM. This is The Shaw.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care.
Wisconsin, 10 minutes before 11, Jane Matinere in for Kristen Bry. Greg Bach on the board, Carol Kane with me in studio in downtown Waukesha. And we have Andrew Gus on the phone. He is the co-leader of Grassroots Menomonee Falls area, where they would like transparency from the Menomonee Falls School District after the banning of 33 books. And that ban kicks in today, so no Kite Runner for you, which is really, it's a wonderful, wonderful book.
Yeah, it's a great book. I just find it fascinating because I think that there are some adults that are out there, parents that is, who they assume that if their child reads about sex and profanity, they are going to do it.
Right.
Hey, mom, dad, mom, they're already doing it. They're already doing it.
Or they're totally not.
But believing that they don't know anything about this is absurd.
Right. No. Well, what are they doing in the, first of all, mom, dad, mom, whatever it is. Do you know what kind of music your kid's listening to? This crosses over into all kinds of arenas.
Absolutely.
I
don't understand why we are, the book bans are concentrated so much on sexuality and race and not violence. Apparently, we're all good with that. We have no problems with our kids reading the most violent stuff available.
Yeah, you make a good point on that.
But not sex.
I just don't get it. Anyhow.
Wes from Middleton checking in on the text line. Why would you want to continue to teach in Waukesha County when you can be canceled for saying the wrong thing or reading the wrong book? Milwaukee and Dane counties are right next door. Illinois just banned book bans.
Oh,
why would you stay in such a hostile environment?
Well,
and we have a tough time retaining our teachers the way it is.
Yeah. It's not that easy to just be like, well, I'm picking up and leaving and I'm taking my family and my house and all the things and I'm just starting over.
But again, in this day and age when we're losing teachers, we're having a tough time getting people into the teaching profession. This isn't going to help. Things like this, not going to help.
Well, I read some pretty spicy stuff when I was in high school.
And look how you turned out. Well,
yeah, he might want to. Every now and then I got to look in the mirror and go, yeah, could have done better.
Andrew, tell us again about the meeting on Monday night and how people can attend and what you're going to be doing on Monday night.
Sure, absolutely. So on Monday night is the Board of Education meeting. It's going to be at 6:30 p.m. at the Village Hall in the boardroom. And during that time, there's going to be open comments period there. And so we're encouraging residents of Menomonee Falls to come on out and support. And that's, you know, what we're really looking for is we've got questions really, you know, rising regarding the motivations behind the expedited book removal. You know, we think it's in the best interest of the community to really seek clarity.
One of our texters before you joined us, Andrew, suggested that anyone who brings forth a book that they want banned should also have to submit like an 8-page book report to make sure that they've actually read it.
So that's actually the new policy. That's part of the new policy, is that there, that you can submit a book. You can submit a book, I believe it's like once a month, and but you actually have to write a book report on it.
Oh, wow.
Explain why. So that's the new policy, because as we explained, as I heard from the director of HR, is that books have rights. You know, when we were in that meeting, that books have rights, that was literally the first thing that she said in the meeting when they were going over the new policies. And now we have, like I said, now we have 33 books being pulled. And the community wants to know why.
Well, and these books were pulled using the old policy, correct?
They say that they were using the old policy, but the old policy also has a lengthy process as well. It's a 3-level process, and there's no information that they followed any of that either to get these books pulled from the shelves. So what policy did they follow, or what policy and procedure did they follow at all?
So basically, what we need in this meeting, it's a fact-finding mission. We need to find
there's
out.
There needs to be transparency.
Right. We just need to figure out why this is happening. And I just hope to God, Andrew, I really do. I hope that this cooler heads will prevail. There will be screaming and shouting, no doubt, but hopefully no fights breaking out, because you know how heated this is going to be, right?
Absolutely, we've filled and packed that room before, and we'll do it again. And it'll be and it's a way for the community to let them know that we're disagreeing with this, and we're looking for clarity, and we're really looking for. I mean, it really at the end of the day is the transparent due process. What policy did you follow? If you say that you followed the old policy, how?
Right.
Okay. Yeah, right.
Explain how that worked.
Right.
And then, too, where is the book report?
That's brilliant.
I think that they should have to release a copy of the book report from the person complaining about this book to the public. That would be transparency.
It's going to be interesting, Andrew. I wish you all the luck in the world.
Well, Andrew, I hope we will stay in touch on this as things move forward, and maybe we can even get you back on next week. And give us a little update on how Monday night's meeting goes.
Absolutely. That would be great. I would be more than happy to. Thank you so much for having me on today and letting us tell us our story.
It's our pleasure. Thank you. Andrew Guss with Grassroots Menominee Falls talking about the latest books to be banned. 33 books from Menominee Falls High School.
Yeah.
This is happening across the country. Almost 1,500 books.
Right.
Just in the first half of this year. So
I just, you know, sometimes you can't fix stupid. You know what I mean? To quote Forrest
Gump.
Sometimes
you just marry it. No.
But I mean, they're going to find these books. They're going to read it. My exorcist story. My mom didn't want me reading it, so I hid the damn book from her, but I still read it.
Right. Yeah. This is going to be an ongoing battle, so stay tuned. Also stay tuned when we come back after the top of the hour news. Dr. Michael McCutcheon will be here to fix your life. If you have a question for him, you can always shoot us a text at 844-967-2789. Stay with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. And I can die when I'm done.
Save on your next insulation project with 11% off everything at Menards. Insulate your home with Owens Corning Foamular Insulation. Skip the cutting and finish your project quicker. Project panels are designed to keep you moving, and they're excellent for long-term insulating performance and durability. Get a 48-inch pre-cut wall cavity panel for $8.89 after rebate right now at Menards. Good through October 22nd. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to Lake Air,
WLAK 1260 AM Amory,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm